Hello, everyone, and welcome to the mini. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the minis. I kind of thought that it was going to be like I'd get a lot of listens on my main episodes and my study episodes, and then hardly any on the minis because people just didn't really care what was going on in my life. And I wouldn't, like, I don't take offense to that. I just enjoy talking. I enjoy sharing stuff, rambling, whatever you want to call it. And that's what the minis are kind of for. Anyway, so recently I got into canning and I've been doing a ton of research so I don't kill myself of botulism before I even get started. But I got some jars, I got some rings, I got some lids. I am yet to get one of those big stock pots with the trivet. I kind of made something out of, like, I took the trivet from my Instant Pot and put it in a pot. I'm like, well, if I scratch up the bottom of this, it's not a big deal. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm gonna first try canning some sweet foods that are high in acid, and then I'm gonna try canning tomatoes with a lot of acid. The reason for the acid is to kill the bacteria so you don't get botulism. But I'm gonna start with a hot water bath method, and then I'm gonna move to the pressure canning, which kind of scares me more. But I guess it scared me more in the same way that using a pressure cooker in general does, of just like, oh, it could just explode in your kitchen any second because it's under so much pressure. But, you know, after some time, I really got to love my Instant Pot, and I think it'll be the same kind of situation. So with that being said, wish me luck. If anyone has any canning advice, I know it's kind of a weird place to ask it, a finance mortgage podcast, but if anyone has any canning advice, yeah, send that over. I got an Instagram. Some of y'all following me. Thank you so much. Some of you found me from there, and that's also very appreciated. I wish I could say that I could post more consistently there. Not sure. That's TBD, honestly. Very much TBD. But yeah, hopefully I will report on this. I might put something on my Instagram about canning. Who knows? But have a fun week. Looking forward to releasing the next episode. I hope you guys like the USDA loans. And I think I'm going to do VA and FHA loans next. Hello, everyone. With the winter being so drying, it's awesome to have a good moisturizer. It's essential to have a good moisturizer, and that is what Rebel Cactus Company has. It's based out of the same city that I'm from, Bellevue, Washington, and it has massage lotion bars, like the kind that you can get at large stores, for only $6 each. And they're as large or larger than some of the ones that you can get. Christina really keeps her prices low, her quality high, and loves her candles, her bath bombs, and the massage lotion bars. For 20% off the store, use the code MORTGAGE, and if you spend over $35, you'll get free shipping. It's an Etsy store, and it's etsy.com/shop/RebelCactusCO. The link will be in my bio, and happy shopping! We'll be right back.